Blackstone presents Cockroaches by Scholastic Mukasunga, translated by Jordan Stomp. This book is read by Akrosia Samson Demetros. For everyone who died at Niemata in the genocide. For Cosma, my father. For Stefania, my mother. For Antoine, my brother and his 9 children. For Alexia, my sister and her husband, Pierre Anterier, and their children. For Jean, my youngest sister and her children. For Judith and Julienne, my sisters and their children. For all those of Niemata who are named in this book, and all the many more who are not. For the few who have the sorrow of surviving. Every night, the same nightmare interrupts my sleep. I'm being chased. I hear a sort of hum coming toward me, a roar, more menacing with every moment. I don't look back. There's no need. I know who's chasing me. I know they have machetes. I'm not sure how, but even without looking back, I know they have machetes. Sometimes the other girls from school are there too. I hear their cries as they fall, as they... Now I'm the only one running. I know I'm going to fall. I'm going to be trampled. I don't want to feel the cold blade on my neck. I wake up. I'm in France. The house is silent. My children are asleep in their room, peacefully. I turn on the bedside lamp. I go into the main room and sit down at a little table. On it are a wooden box and a schoolchild's notebook with a blue cover. I don't need to open the box. I know what's inside. A piece of worn brick, a dried leaf, a flat tapered stone with sharp edges, letters written on pages torn from a notebook. There's also a photograph on the table. A wedding photo from my youngest sister Jean's wedding. We're all together. The bride in the white gown I'd ordered from a Pakistani tailor in Bujumbura, and Emmanuel, the groom, in his tight-fitting suit, and my father, with his white pine, knotted over his shoulder, and my very frail mother in her Sunday best. I look for my oldest brother Antoine and his 9 children, and my big sister Alexia, and her husband Pierre Anterier, a university professor, and Judith, the oldest child, who made the food for the festivities because she'd learned modern cuisine in Kigali, and all the nephews and nieces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?